Last week we were talking about understanding the teachings of God and the instructions and the commandments, and understanding all of this is taken with God's righteousness being mercy and grace as well as law and judgment, huh? Moves past just the simple keeping of law. It takes it to a new level. So after the second service, George admonished me because I did not specifically say that in the scripture readings last week, Jesus is talking in hyperbole. Very important to understand. It is a tool of English that most of us use somewhere along the line, right? Using exaggeration to make a point. He's as strong as an ox, sort of a thing. Doesn't necessarily mean that the person is as strong as an ox, but that they're really, really strong. And so Jesus, speaking in hyperbole, says things like, if your right hand offends you, cut it off. You know, right? Don't actually have to cut it off, but it's important to understand that that the desires of our body can lead us astray. And also, our own legalism can bind us, and we need to break free from that. But the other side of it is that God offers us commandments to help instruct us and guide us in the ways we are to go. And so we need to read with great care the Bible to discern, is this an actual commandment or is this a hyperbole? Is this something trying to make an important point? Is this an actual command? So the Old Testament, we have the readings about how to treat community in which you find yourself. That if you have the good fortune to have crops, you make sure to leave some behind for the people who don't have this year. Always. And it doesn't say make sure that you leave them behind for the people who don't have it, as long as you judge that they're worthy or they produce the documents to prove that they in fact don't have it, or that in fact they are in your area legally. It just says, for the poor and the alien, make sure they have enough. You're to take steps to make sure they have enough. If you have blessings and plenty, you make sure others have it too. Talks about how to love each other and respect each other, to deal honestly and fairly, no matter what the socioeconomic situation is, that you treat people with respect and dignity and with fairness and equality. Talks about loving the people in your family, always respecting each other. These are part of the foundational teachings of our faith. And then Jesus, what? Raises the bar, right? We talked about that last week, raises the bar. And Pat Long went home and was reading her paper, and in the Target ad saw a t-shirt that said, raise the bar. And she bought it for me, and my son wore it this week. Raise the bar. Jesus raises the bar. He says, that was the starting spot. That was the basics, and now we're going to add to that foundation. We're going to strengthen that foundation by expanding it. So you're not just being nice to the people who are nice to you and just loving your family, but now we're going to take it on past that. You've heard it said before that you're going to treat each other just exactly evenly. Now that actually was a step up, because before it was somebody hurts you and you can demolish them if you got the power. And God says, no, no, that's not okay. It's not okay to demolish. Might doesn't make right. Be equal about it. And now Jesus is saying, be generous about it. be gracious about it. It goes on in that same pericope, goes on to say, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. Raise the bar. It's not okay to just love your family. That's important. And now we're going to add more. We're going to love beyond the people who love us. Jesus is saying, you are the ones who are going to make this example for the world. That this is what must be if we are to find the life that we've wanted. Abundant life for all people. A world of peace, working together to solve the common problems that we face. That you have to set the example of this. You have to be the ones that love beyond your family, beyond your friends, and beyond the people who think just like you. Raising that bar, or laying an even thicker foundation, right? Right? We had some work done on our house, and we wanted to add a deck on the second floor. And so there was, next to our house, there was a slab of cement. Looked like at one point perhaps it had been planned to be a driveway, except that somewhere along the line they extended the kitchen out, and it wasn't wide enough to move, drive a car past it. And so we were going to add a deck right in that area. And so they made all the plans and got it approved by the city, and it included taking this cool little tool, looked like a little miniature pizza cutter that was electric. Or those of you who ever sewed and made patterns and you had to mark where the darts were going to go, you know, the little tool like that. It looked like that, except, and they cut a hole in the cement. Every 8 to 10 feet, somewhere in there. And they dug down, it was a 2x2 hole, and they dug down 2 feet deep. So we had a cube, and they filled it with cement. And in the cement, they set the standards where the posts would be to support the next level, so that we would have a thick enough foundation to make sure that when we stood on the deck, we didn't crack the foundation and fall through and have our... You've seen that ad, you know, what a beautiful home, nice deck. No, really, we built it ourselves and it falls over, right? You have to make sure that your foundation is well established and that you are attached to it, right? And so Jesus is helping us to see what is the very foundation of our faith and our relationship, our understanding. What is God trying to accomplish with us? This foundation of mutual respect and love. And how we treat one another in community and raising it to beyond the people that we like, the people who are like us. That we're going to respect and treat with equality all people, even when we don't like them and when we don't agree with what they're saying. And encourage them likewise to treat us with respect. That prayer that we read this morning is so beautiful. And I hope